He hath done great things. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. We give you all the honor, Father. We love you. We love you, oh God. We love you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We praise thee. We praise thee. We praise thee. Oh, Lord. We honor thee. We honor thee. We honor thee. Oh, hallelujah. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, bow down and worship him, worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him, enter in. Oh, enter in, consuming fire, sweet perfume, his awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. So come and bow down. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We give you.
That was our prayer, General. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we honor you. We love you. We bow down before you, and we exalt you. We exalt you. You are our King. You are our master. We thank you for the co-founders of this call who love you, who honor you, who listen to you, and who gave us this call because of you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you, Lord, because of Artists International, now known as Artists Life. That's how many of us came together on this call. And Lord, as the word comes forward this day, we thank you because we know it is food, it is meat, it is going to change us, correct us, love on us, teach us, encourage us. So Father, we love you, Again, we will and will always bow down before you. Thank you for the speaker. Thank you for our family. Thank you for the leaders of the Master's Call. In Jesus' name, amen. I am going to turn the call over to our host. Are you there, victorious host?
Hello, great day, great day, great day. Can you hear me?
I can. I so love you, Minister Sharon. Take it away.
Thank you, woman of God. I'm just in here rocking. Hallelujah. Good morning. Thank you so much, Songbird, for just bringing us in this morning. Hallelujah, with several of my favorite songs. And then thank you, sweet woman of God, Minister Robin, for just greeting us and seating us with Jesus' joy and just having a intimate conversation with the Father this morning. Just love to eavesdrop when you pray. This is Sharon Stowers. I reside in Pearland, Texas, and I'm greeting you with the kingdom greetings and with Jesus' joy. Welcome to the Master's Call. Just want to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. In October 2010, two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, heard the call and said yes to the Master. And their foundational scripture was Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, and anything you want to know about the Master's Call or the speakers, because their bios are also there. Our theme for the year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, as one who wants to share a word from the Lord, as a psalmist, hint, hint to my sister, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we have a second part where you can give live your prayer requests and your praise reports. The thread that brought us all together is the phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. And we are now Artist Life, with great products that help the world become healthier. And it has a call, the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday immediately after this call, where a team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617#. And again, immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, that call is held. And today is Inspirational Monday, where our own pastor, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is the host. And the original songbird, you heard her today, anointed woman of God, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, will be bringing us the message on today on that call. Well, I know why you came. You came so that you could hear a for real message from on high. That's why we get up early in the morning, and you will not be disappointed today. We have a great speaker, a great woman of God this morning who is coming to tell us what the Father has deposited in her today. She is none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our Dr. Dimples, our Dr. Super Fantastic. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumna of Alcorn State University. She has graduated from International Theological Center in Atlanta, Georgia. She earned a Master of Divinity, specializing in psychology. She was awarded a Doctorate of Humanities from the Panama City Theological Seminary in Panama City, Florida. Following her ordination from the Church of God in Christ, Chaplain Roberts completed clinical pastoral education at the Clinical Memorial Hospital, Atlanta, Georgia, after which she served as chaplain for female offenders for Atlanta Advancement Center. She was commissioned as an Army chaplain, and everywhere she was assigned, she pastored on those assignments. Her personal military decorations and awards include the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and Overseas Service Ribbon. She has two married children, Elijah Jr. and Davola. She has five grandchildren who lovingly call her Gigi. Lastly, Dr. PK is an anointed woman for real of God who will rebuke you, hallelujah, admonish you, extol you, and she will encourage you every chance she gets. And she definitely is a sign for prayer and fasting. I'm going to call to the line now none other than our Dr. Super Fantastic, who introduces us to joy and rest. Dr. PK, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, Minister Sharon Stowers, God bless you. Great day, and great psalmist. I thank you for what you bring to this TMC family. God bless you. I love up on you, Minister Robin, and I throw my kisses at you this morning. Thank you for greeting us as you did so well on today. And what can I say about Minister Tiffany Lauderdale? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, hallelujah. And all that is within me, I come to bless him this morning, to give him glory as we enter in and bow down before him. He's worthy to be praised. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister, friend, and confidant, I love you today and thank God for you and what you do here for us as you continue to work diligently in this field. Listen, TMC family, I am so happy to be here with you this morning. I feel good down to my sanctified toes. I believe that God has a word for you because it definitely came and gave me a punch in the stomach with some soft gloves as I was studying it this morning. It always comes to the one who comes to deliver it before it gets to you. So this scripture, this lesson today is more on the power, glory be to God, I feel that shouting already, the power of fasting and prayer, the power that comes as a result of us doing what we have been told to do. The scripture that I'm going to just pull this morning comes from Matthew, the 18th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the 18th verse. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth
will have been bound in heaven. You all better listen to this morning. And whatever you loose on earth will have been loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two didn't ask for three, four, five, but if two of you on earth agree about any matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. God, I thank you for your word today. Speak to our hearts, God, in your name I pray. Here we go. Often we hear people talk about prayer, sing about prayer, can even rhyme about prayer and fasting. We ourselves here at TMC Family just completed our 10-day quarterly fast last week. After that, I have encouraged you to practice the art of fasting on Tuesdays and Fridays, as we have been taught in the Church of God in Christ too, by Dad Charles Harrison Mason. That is how the church was founded. And I also told you that my friend, Dr. Paulette Jordan, is now on a 40-day water and liquid fast, and ask that you join in however you choose, if it's nothing more than praying for her as she continues this fast, which should end on the 15th of June. Now, it is possible, as I am talking about this prayer and fasting, for us to misunderstand what the results are that we are to receive from it. So therefore, I'm going to take a little time this morning and just talk to you. Just talk to you. Don't want to preach at you today, but I just want to talk to you about this thing we say we engage in, prayer. Is it possible to pray and get no results? Is that possible? Yes, it is. But I tell you, it is almost impossible for you to pray and fast without any results. Because there is some power that comes from putting fasting and prayer together. Why is it, you all, I asked the question as I was studying this lesson, what is the problem? Why is it that we fast so little? One reason, I believe, is because we are taught so little about fasting. It always amazes me when I call together a group of fasters, a group of people to fast, and realize that there's always someone in that group who has never fasted before. Why is that? Why is it that we understand prayer, and do we really, but not fasting? I think part of it is because in all religions, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Universalists, even the Satanist Church, all pray. It doesn't matter what religion we study, we always see the principle of prayer. So therefore, prayer is not unique just to the Christian church. The truth is that more prayer takes place in other religions than it does in Christianity. And oops, that really punches there in that gut a little bit. You see, when I was in Saudi Arabia, I observed there in Desert Storm, Muslims with their prayer cloths and their rugs fall to their knees three times a day. It didn't matter where they were. They would fall to their knees, turn their face to the east, to Mecca, and pray. The Buddhists and the Hinduists meditate for hours with their legs crossed. But I ask you the question, how often do you truly pray? Jesus said to the Pharisees, you can pray and have all those long, elegant speeches if you want to, but you may not be heard. Therefore, I know that long, elegant prayers don't guarantee an answer to prayer. However, there should be something that identifies us as prayer warriors. Somebody ought to say, amen, she's right. Prayer is not an option for us, you all. We are commanded by the word of God to pray. Prayer is a command. When you don't pray, you are being disobedient to our commander, God himself. I also want to tell you this morning that prayer is the most common experience of the believer. When we say, I accept Jesus Christ into our lives and receive salvation, we are told that we must pray. We must study the word. But I've never heard anybody except P.K. Roberts there, folks, and you got to fast. I put it in a little rhyme. If you don't pray, you can't stay. If you don't fast, you aren't going to last. So I need you to pray and fast. Prayer. What is the problem with prayer in our church as we look at it? It is something that we talk about, but we must practice prayer. Y'all, in our church, in my church, when I was pastoring, people would rather sing on the choir, sing on the praise team, usher, do anything, but when I call them to pray, what is it? I pray in my closet. I pray at home, a chaplain, but what is it? That which we shun the most, that which we seem to be afraid of the most. Think about it yourself. There was a time when if we call you to pray out loud, you get the shaking in your boots. And you weren't speaking in tongue either. Scared to death. The devil is a liar. I call him by name. He looses the tongue of God's people today. You have a holy boldness in you that will cause you to stand up from this day forward. Call the name of Jesus and pray wherever you are. Why is it that the prayer band and the prayer meeting is the smallest meeting in almost every church I walk into? On Sunday morning, the church is full, but when Tuesday night come and Wednesday night come for prayer, you'll come on out for Bible study after prayer. What is that about, you all? Do you not realize that you are, I heard you in the spirit. I'm here, Dr. PK. What you saying? Go and tell somebody else who ain't here. People don't like to pray, because the devil has fooled you into believing that you don't get results from prayer. Well, I want you to understand. I want you to understand this morning that if we don't pray, we just can't stay. People don't pray because they don't stay long enough to get results. And if you are doing something and you don't get results, what do? You quit. Most people quit and walk away. So results don't come as quick as we want them to come when we are praying, right? Well, let me tell you something that John Wesley said. I did go to seminary, and every now and then I do sit down and bring some of this little stuff to you. When you study the word of God carefully, you understand without God, man can do nothing. And without man, God can do nothing. Uh-oh. I thought that was pretty profound. And as I studied that thing, and when you study this carefully, you will understand that there is a partnership between the divine and mankind. Prayer is nothing more than this partnership. God needs you and you need God. What happens on earth depends on you, not on God. God is not going to move until you move. So I want you to understand something. I heard in my church service yesterday, thank God for Pastor Cowan, all that man preached yesterday. He said, we aren't going to go back to church like we used to go to church when this quarantine is over. We need to know how to do church. Church needs to be done in a different way than just going to church. And so in my prayer this morning, I want to say to you, I don't want us to just go to prayer meetings. I want you to understand that I am a prayer meeting. I'm a walking two-legged prayer meeting, because when you meet up with me, I am already praying, and you talk to me, most of you going to ask me to pray. I am the prayer meeting. I want you to be the prayer meeting. So somebody will follow you on into the house of prayer. Wherever there are two of you together touching and agreeing on anything concerning things on this earth, then it can be done. Lord, am I running out of time? Yes, I am. I got three more points. Listen here. If you don't do it here on earth, our Father, God, cannot do it in heaven. This is a simple statement, but it has profound implications. Here the scripture is telling us in the one that I just read over here in Matthew's the 18th chapter, it is telling us that we've got to come together here on earth. It is telling us that heaven wants to do a lot of things here on earth, but heaven is awaiting for at least two humans to get together and touch in faith and agree in prayer on something that we want here on earth. Isn't that profound? But it's the truth. It's simple, but it's true. God, this is what it says, God has permission to do it from heaven when we get together and do what we are supposed to do here on earth. Earth depends on heaven to get things done, but heaven depends on earth to get things done. Permission. Permission without you, God will not move, you all. Prayer is really, this is what prayer really is, you all. Prayer really is earthly license for heavenly interferences. Ooh, that's powerful. I like that. Prayer is really earthly license for heavenly interferences. Prayer is man giving God licenses. Oh, I know y'all don't think we got that kind of power, but God said, I gave it to you. It is man giving God licenses to interfere in earth's affairs. When God set it in order, he set it in order, and he didn't go back and undo it, just like he set the principle of gravity in order, the law of gravity. He didn't come back and undo it. If you drop it, it's going to fall. Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to say this last thing, and I'm going to be quiet for this time. God cannot and God will not do on earth what you do not believe that he can do. If you believe it and truly believe it and get somebody else to believe, the thing is we yoke ourselves up with the wrong folk. When I really want something done, I call somebody I know can pray for real and believe with me. That's the thing I love about Vanessa Weatherspoon. If I call her and tell her what I want, and she'll tell me whether or not she's going to believe with me to get it. She'll say, nope, I don't think that's of God. I don't think we need to go that way. No, this is what I'm hearing in the spirit. Belief is the Greek word I threw out a little Greek this morning. Pista, which is translated into faith. Belief and faith are the same thing. According to unto your faith be it unto you. According to your faith, the Bible speaks of Jesus going into his own hometown, Nazareth, and he couldn't do anything. Why? Because they did not believe. They didn't have faith. God can't do anything down here for us if we don't believe in him. So come on, you all. Let's hook up together over these next 3 weeks as we go down through and finish out this 40-day fast on the 16th. I'm not saying that you've got to fast with liquids, all liquids. I'm not even asking you to do it with just vegetables. I'm asking you to please just be in the same mind, touching and agreeing with me and Dr. Jordan, that God is going to move and make things bigger in you, bigger and bigger, make us bigger and bigger so that he can move through us so that we will believe for him. And he's going to release something through us. My goal is for us to become a bigger and bigger and bigger pipe for God to flow through. Something good is going to happen to us right here on earth within the next few days leading up to the 15th of June. Mark it down and let's see what God is going to do. We are going through this fast together, touching and agreeing, and believing God for a release into our lives. Back to you, greater and greater. Great day, great day. Come on and take us away. Thank you, God. Sharon Stowers, Minister Sharon Stowers.
Sorry, I muted myself. I'm just going to say we repent. Father, we repent to hear this powerful message again and to be convicted again. Please call the number 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. PIN number 957-677#. Let's pray. Father, we repent. That's all we have to say. As we repent, please forgive us, and we will become the prayer meeting. Father, we lift up the sick, our mothers, Mother Josie, Mother Blackwell, Mother Oliver. We lift up Minister Robin as she is completely being healed, Father. We lift up all the people that are involved in the COVID-19. We lift up the bereaved families, Father. You know who they are. So many that have lost their lives in this virus thing, and then others. But we lift them all to you, knowing that you are able to meet every need, to fix every problem, Father. And so we just thank you and we bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, next, immediately after this call, is the new motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617#. Thank everybody for participating. We're going to ask if Dr. PK would come back and give us the benediction for this call.
Now, God, unto you, who you are able to keep us from falling. We touch and agree with each other here on this earth, giving you permission, God, to move on our behalf, making us bigger, bigger, and bigger pipes for you to flow through. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody go out and have a super fantastic day, knowing that God loves you, and I do too. Bye-bye.